Coffee Break Portuguese, Lesson 24. Olá a todos, bem-vindos a Coffee Break Português. Aqui é o Rafael.
E aqui é a Eva.
Muito bem, tudo bem, Eva?
Tudo muito bem hoje. E você, como está?
Estou bem, sim. Sem problemas.
Sem problemas. Uhum. With no problems. Glad to hear that.
Muito bem. So, today we're looking at some regular verbs in the present tense in Portuguese.
Great, okay.
So basically dealing with all the regular forms in the present tense. And we're going to learn how to spell in Portuguese using the alphabet as well.
Sounds very useful.
Absolutely. Okay. Está pronta?
Estou pronta, sim. E você?
Estou pronto. Vamos lá.
Vamos lá.
So as usual, we'll start with a review of what we did in the previous lesson when we learned how to talk about some health issues and buy medicine as well.
Yeah, it was our visit to the pharmacy last time. So have you got some challenges for us to practice what we learned in that episode?
Yeah, I think one of the important things is to remember how to express how you're feeling or if you have pain in a certain area in your body. So how would you say, for example, I have a headache?
So for I have a headache, we sort of had two ways of saying this, and we were literally talking about having pain of the head, for example, or being with pain in your head. And so that was the idea of tenho dor de cabeça, or I think the other one was estou com dor de cabeça.
Exactly. Tenho dor de cabeça or estou com dor de cabeça. So you can use both interchangeably. But there is a small, subtle difference here, really, when we use ter or estar com in this case.
Hmm.
So when I say tenho dor de cabeça, that gives the impression that it's a chronic thing.
Ah, okay.
So you have a history of headache.
Hmm.
Okay. And that's fine. You're expressing that you've got a headache at that moment as well. But the impression is that this is a chronic illness or chronic feeling that you have.
Okay.
So when we use estou com dor de cabeça, really we're just considering the moment that we are speaking.
Okay, that makes sense. It sounds like a subtle difference, but that's useful to know. But I imagine that whichever we choose to use, as learners of Portuguese, I'm sure people will understand what we mean either way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So one last item to review today is, let's say you go to the pharmacy and you want to ask for something for a cough. So how would you ask, do you have anything for a cough?
Okay, I'll give our listeners a few seconds to think about this and think about it myself. So I think if we want to ask, do you have anything for a cough? The cough was a tosse.
Mm-hmm.
So could we say, tem alguma coisa para a tosse?
Mm-hmm. Tem alguma coisa para a tosse?
Or tem algo para a tosse?
Tem algo para a tosse? You could even say, I'd like something for a cough.
Ah, so that would be saying queria. So queria algo or alguma coisa para a tosse.
Exatamente.
Okay, I think we've remembered that, okay.
So a few lessons ago, we conjugated some verbs that ending in AR and ER.
Mm, yeah.
So there are three types of verbs in Portuguese, those ending in AR, ER, and IR. So the verbs ending in AR, the regular ones, such as falar.
Mm, to speak.
To speak, we can conjugate that. Conjugating means transforming the verb according to the required mood, tense, and person. Okay, so am I talking about I, you, he, or she? And is this the present tense, future tense, or past tense? So we say conjugate the verb.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Today we're dealing with the present tense.
Mm.
So the verb falar, let's just remember how to conjugate this verb.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So eu?
So for eu, falo.
Eu falo.
So I speak.
So here, the verb falar, we drop AR at the end and add O. Eu falo. Tu?
Tu falas.
Tu falas. Drop the AR, add AS.
And that's you speak.
Você?
Você fala.
Você fala. Drop the AR, add A.
Also you speak.
Mm-hmm. And ele, ela?
Fala as well, like você.
Fala as well, just like você. And then we have the plural forms, né? So, nós.
Nós falamos.
Nós falamos.
Nós falamos, and that was we speak.
Yeah, drop the AR and add amos. And then the stress in the verb changes a little bit. It's not the first syllable, as in falo, but the middle one, falamos.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Okay, that's important. And the final plural form is vocês, which is the same as eles and elas.
Ah, so this is for you if you're talking to a group of people, mm-hmm. or they. And that would be, I think this is the quite nasal ending, is it? Falam?
Falam. Mm-hmm.
Falam.
Yeah, so important to stress the initial syllable, fa. Falam.
Okay.
Okay.
And how is that spelled?
Yeah, drop the AR and add AM.
AM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that mean if falar is a regular AR verb, does that mean we can apply those same patterns to all regular AR verbs?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Okay, let's test ourselves. Let's give it a go.
So let's try another verb such as estudar.
Ah, to study.
To study.
Okay, estudar. Mm-hmm.
So to say I study.
So we're dropping the AR and we're adding an O. So that would be estudo.
Eu estudo. You study in a two form.
So our ending this time will be AS, tu estudas.
Mm-hmm. And then we have você.
Você estuda.
Yeah, you study. And then we have ele and ela.
So he or she studies would be ele, ela, estuda as well, like mm-hmm. você.
And to say we study.
So this is our amos ending. So nós estudamos.
Nós estudamos. Mm-hmm. To say you study in the plural.
Vocês estudam?
Vocês estudam. So, attention in the pronunciation here. Estudam, not estudam.
Ah, yeah.
Estudam.
Estudam.
That's it.
Okay.
Eles and elas?
The same ending as vocês. So, eles or elas estudam.
Okay, good.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So to say, I study Portuguese.
Estudo português.
Mm-hmm.
Or eu estudo português.
I study Portuguese, but you study English in the two form.
Okay, we'll give our listeners a few seconds to think about this too. Could we say, eu estudo português, mas tu estudas inglês?
Eu estudo português, mas tu estudas inglês.
And just to check, in general, we don't really need to use the eu and tu with the verbs in Portuguese, but in situations like that where you're making a comparison between two people, would we be more likely to use them?
Not really. I think we're just doing it here for emphasis.
Okay.
So everyone will remember, but
yeah,
it's a good idea for you to start practicing. Dropping the personal pronouns whenever possible.
Ah, so in that sentence might be more natural to say estudo português, mas estudas inglês.
Exactly. It's perfectly clear that we're saying I study and you study.
Ótimo.
Okay, so now we can look at the ER verbs.
Okay.
So, for example, we have the verb aprender, to learn.
Yeah. So that's a regular ER verb?
Regular ER verb. Okay, so you might remember it from a few lessons ago, but let's try I learn.
That was aprendo or eu aprendo.
Mm-hmm. Eu aprendo. Again, drop the ending, ER, and then just add the O in this case. You learn in the two form.
This was aprendes.
Mm-hmm. Tu aprendes.
Ah, so aprendis or aprendis, depending on how you pronounce the D sound, I guess.
Yes, so here we add ES to the end of the verb.
Mm-hmm.
You learn in você?
Você aprende?
Mm-hmm. Você aprende. Ele, ela?
Same ending, so just an E at the end. Ele or ela aprende?
Perfeito. And we learn?
Nós aprendemos.
Nós aprendemos. Perfeito. Mm. Mm-hmm. So just the ending, emos, here.
Okay.
And then you in the plural and they?
So I think instead of the AM sound that we had for AR verbs, this was an EM sound. It was that bem sound.
Yes.
So vocês aprendem.
Vocês aprendem. Perfeito. Yes. So EM at the end. So that's the verb aprender. Okay, so let's test our understanding of the ER verbs with another verb, which is the verb beber, to drink.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to say, I drink coffee, I would say...
Okay, well, leave a few seconds to think. And then we're just going to use our O ending for this. So, bebo café.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And if I want to ask someone in the você form, you drink coffee?
I think that would be... Você bebe café?
Mm-hmm. Você bebe café? Or just bebe café?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Maybe we can think of a new verb now. The verb escrever.
Ah, that's to write.
To write, yes.
Okay, so another regular ER verb.
Mm-hmm. So how would you conjugate this verb?
Okay, so let's go through the conjugation. And if you give the English, we'll leave a gap for our listeners to... think about what that form of the verb would be, and then I'll try it. Okay.
Okay, so I write.
Eu escrevo.
Eu escrevo. You write in the to form.
Tu escreves.
Tu escreves. You write again, but in the você form.
Você escreve.
Você escreve. He or she writes.
Ele, ela escreve.
Ele ou ela escreve. We write.
Nós escrevemos. That's quite hard to say.
Nós escrevemos.
Nós escrevemos.
Perfeito. And you write in the plural?
Vocês escrevem.
And then they in the masculine and feminine, they write.
Eles, elas, escrevem.
Eles ou elas, escrevem. Perfeito.
Okay.
So that's an ER verb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look at the final type, which is the IR verb.
Mm-hmm.
And very similar to ER. So here we're going to look at the verb assistir, to watch.
Ah, to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
It's normally followed by a preposition, so assistir a something.
Okay.
But here, we're just dealing with the verb. So, I watch will be eu assisto. So, drop the IR and add o.
Eu assisto.
Eu assisto. So, you watch in a to form, tu assistes. So, here we're adding es.
Mm. Tu assistes.
You watch, and the você would be você assiste, just dropping IR and adding E.
So far, this is looking the same as ER verbs,
exactly.
Right? Okay, so você assiste.
And then he or she, ele ou ela, assiste.
Ele, ela, assiste.
To say we watch, nós assistimos. So it's the emus ending.
Okay, so this is different from mm-hmm. our emus for ER verbs. And this was nós assistimos.
Perfeito. To say you watch in the plural, vocês assistem. EM at the end.
Vocês assistem.
Mm-hmm. They in the masculine and feminine, they watch. Né? Eles assistem. Or elas assistem.
Eles, elas assistem.
Muito bem.
Okay, so am I right in thinking all of the endings, the O, the ES, the E, are the same for regular IR verbs as regular ER verbs, except for the nos form?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Which is emus and imus for ER, IR.
Exactly. It's very, you know, straightforward to remember that, really, because escrever, you know, it ends with ir, right? So escrevemos. Assistir is with ir. Assistimos. That's it.
Yeah, and it's reassuring to see how much of this we do already know. So that's nice.
Exactly. Okay, so let's put this verb in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But first, the word for a film is filme in Portuguese.
Okay.
So if I wanted to say, today I watch a film.
Did you say that the verb assistir is usually followed by a?
Oh, that's right. Well remembered.
Okay.
So, yeah, assistir a, and then something. So you need to conjugate the verb, add the preposition a, and then continue the sentence.
Okay, a lot to think about there.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be, hoje assisto a filme?
Hoje assisto filme, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another nice one is peça de teatro. That's a play. So again, peça de teatro. So if I wanted to say they watch a theater play in the masculine form.
Just to check, peça de teatro, is that a masculine or a feminine noun?
Ah, it's a feminine noun. Uma peça de teatro.
Okay, so they watch a play in the masculine form. Be eles assistem a uma peça de teatro.
Mm-hmm. Eles assistem a uma peça de teatro.
Okay. While we're on this, can I just check what we mean exactly by the masculine and the feminine form of they?
So the masculine form of they, eles, I'm referring to a male group.
Mm-hmm.
The feminine form, I'm referring to a female group. However, when the group is mixed, mm-hmm. a mixed gender group, we're going to use the masculine form of the verb to refer to this group.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, eles assistem a uma peça de teatro could be a group made of males or a mixed gender group.
Yeah, so if I'm talking about you and Catarina mm-hmm. watching a film together, then if I was saying they're watching a film, it would be eles assistem a filme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, muito bem. So that's it for the conjugation of regular verbs in the present tense. And we're going for a break now. And after the break, we'll be talking about the alphabet in Portuguese and how to ask for something to be spelled.
Sounds good.
Okay, até já.
Olá. It's Mark from Coffee Break here. I hope you're enjoying learning Portuguese through these episodes, but I thought you might like to know that we have a full online course available, which includes extra resources to accompany each lesson of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our online course includes a video version of each lesson, bonus audio episodes, and written lesson notes. To find out how you can access the course and get the most out of Coffee Break Portuguese, just visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Olá, estamos de volta.
Olá.
So, here we're going to look at the alphabet in Portuguese. O alfabeto.
O alfabeto. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Muito bem.
So, if we go through the alphabet just now, how about I give the letter in English going from A to Z. Rafael, you can give us that letter in Portuguese. We'll leave a gap for our listeners to repeat, and then we'll move on to the next letter.
Good idea. Boa ideia.
Okay, vamos. A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
F.
F.
G.
G. Or G.
Ah, what's the difference between those two?
It's just that in general, you're more likely to hear this letter pronounced as que in Portugal.
Ah, and in Brazil, je. More like to hear je. Okay.
So from A to G, we have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or G.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or G.
Mm-hmm. So the F is more like F.
F.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, moving on to H.
H.
Oh, that was a surprise. I.
E.
J.
J.
K.
K. Or Kappa.
And there again is Kappa, the one that you're more likely to hear in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And K, more likely Brazil.
Yes.
L.
L.
M.
M.
N.
N.
O.
O.
P.
P.
Okay, should we try the letters H to P now?
H, I, J, K, or K, L, M, N, O, P.
H, I, J, K, or Kappa, L, M, N, O, P.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to Q.
K.
R.
R.
S.
S.
T.
T.
U.
U.
V.
V.
W.
W. Or W.
X.
X.
Y.
Y. Or Y.
And Z.
Z.
Okay. So from Q to the end.
K, R, S, T, U, V, W, or W, X, Y, or Y, and finally Z.
K, R, S, T, U, V, W, or W. What was X again?
X.
X. Okay. X, Y, or Y, and Z?
Z. Perfect.
Okay. That's a lot, but we'll practice.
Muito bem. So that's the Portuguese alphabet, o alfabeto português. So a few notes, quick notes here. The letters K, W, and Y, they are used in words of foreign origin and international abbreviations. Until recently, they were not part of the official alphabet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But they've been included now.
Okay.
So, you know, words like QE, web, YouTuber, Wagner, and Kate, and so on.
Okay.
Now, the letter H, remember that this letter is never pronounced if it's the first letter of a word in Portuguese. No? Just like the word hospital is hospital, even though it's spelled with an H.
Okay.
With the letter C, so we have the syllables in Portuguese, ca, co, and cu. But sometimes we need to soften that sound. That means making it sound like an S.
Okay.
So we've seen words like this, such as começar.
Ah, começar.
So começar is spelt with a C.
Yeah, the word for to start.
To start. So it's C-A-R. So you should really read it come car.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case because that final syllable is spelt with a C sigilia. So that's the letter C with a tiny squiggly line under it.
Ah, of course. Like you'd see in French as well. People might be familiar with it from some words in French.
Yes. So, começar, né? Começar, C sigilia, A, R. So that's the final syllable, começar.
Okay, so if we were spelling that, we have to say the sigilia,
mm-hmm.
which is the cedilla, yeah. The little squiggle.
Exactly.
Okay, muito bem.
And another useful thing to know is how to say the hyphen in Portuguese is hífen.
Hífen.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, also useful for spelling things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll do some practice now. And let's learn how to ask for something to be spelt for us. And that's the phrase, como se escreve?
Yeah, I think we've seen this once before, actually. So how is it written? How is it spelt? Como se escreve?
Mm-hmm. So, and then we add whatever word we need spelt for us.
Hmm.
So maybe we can try with a few verbs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
So from the AR conjugation, como se escreve falamos?
Okay, I'll give our listeners a few seconds to think and then I'll try and spell falamos. Okay, let's give this a go. F-A-L-A-M-O-S.
And now let's try with an ER verb, the verb to write in Portuguese, if you remember that one.
Yeah, that was escrever.
Mm-hmm. And the conjugation for you write in the to form.
Okay, I think this is spelt E-S-C-R-E-V-E-S. Escreves.
Muito bem.
Okay.
Another verb, the verb to open. So that's an IR verb in Portuguese.
Abrir?
Mm-hmm. Abrir, to open. So como se escreve you open in Portuguese? In the plural form of you.
Okay, so for vocês. Okay, we'll have a think. So I think this form of the verb would be spelled A, B, R, E, M.
Muito bem.
Okay, I think this is something that we could definitely do with some more practice of. So I think we'll leave it there for now and continue on with our practice in our bonus episode.
E é tudo por hoje.
É tudo por hoje. So well done for our listeners to make it to the end of this lesson. A bit of a longer one, but very useful to be looking at conjugating verbs in the present tense and the alphabet as well. I think in particular the verbs is really something that will help us to adapt the language that we know to be able to say so much more once we're happy with these rules and these patterns. So yeah, I think that was useful to go through. But for now, we're going to go off and record our bonus episode for today, which is part of our full online course of Coffee Break Portuguese, which includes lots of other materials that accompany these audio lessons to help you make faster progress with your Portuguese. So to find out all you need to know about that, you can visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
And we're also on social media, so follow us. It's Coffee Break Languages on Instagram and Coffee Break Portuguese on Facebook. And that's where we post regular language learning content to help you practice your language skills.
Okay. Então, é tudo por hoje, Rafael.
É tudo por hoje. Adeus.
Tchau.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.